Side of Cedar Rapids. Good show coming up for you. We'll talk and preview the Packers and the Bears coming up tonight. High school football coming your way tonight as well. Dave Kochen will join us from Las Vegas and a Thursday edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. It's all coming up for you right here on KGYM. And at 3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, the gym class coming your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us and making us part of your day today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer for the moment, and Kyle's going to be making his way over to the northeast side as he will be at Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip later on today. That goes from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Todd, Alex, Kyle will be over there, and we say aloha to him. I have his picks ready to go. They are in a, what would Johnny Carson say here, Mark? They're in a hermetically sealed envelope ready to go. No one has seen them. He had a whole bit when he did Karnak the Great, and it was fantastic, and I'm not doing it any justice here, so I should just quit.
Envelope to the forehead.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and we'll have that for you coming up a little bit later on today. Dave Kochen will join us. We will also have the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. That'll be coming up a little bit later on, a special Thursday edition for you, as we'll be at Linmar tomorrow for the tailgate tour, and looking forward to bringing you that, and of course, couldn't do it without all the great sponsors as far as the tailgate tour is concerned. And just looking forward to it. The Whirlpool Careers High School Tailgate Tour coming up tomorrow. We've got football tonight for you out at Kingston, the newly refurbished Kingston Stadium, as it will be Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Dubuque Hempstead going at it. Two teams fell in the opening week. And somebody's going to come out of that 1-1 tonight. We'll have it for you. That'll be on 1600 AM tonight at 7 o'clock or thereabouts. And on our FM signals, we will have the start of the 100th season of the National Football League, the Chicago Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers. You and Todd are getting along today, right?
Yes, we are.
You're doing okay.
Absolutely, yeah. I think both of us anticipate a really good game. The Bears favored by 3. I'm not sold on the Bears this year. I'm not sold on the Packers. Each team made some moves that changes the the makeup of the teams. The Bears have a new defensive coordinator. Vic Fangio's gone. How will that affect things?
Who's the kicker?
Eddie Pinheiro.
Are you confident?
No.
I like that. Hey, truthful answer. I like that. We'll also have a Bowling Night in America recap with what may be shaded in controversy.
Mm.
After week one, after night one.
Yeah.
No controversy with how crappy I bowled last night, but thank you to the team for picking me up. Me and the anchor guy. We're both a little subpar last night. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Antonio Brown suspended by the Oakland Raiders. This thing is just ugly. Now he said he wants to punch Mike Mayock. He's going to be out for a while. Team imposed suspension the way it sounds, and it's just, my goodness. When you think it can't get anywhere, it gets weirder. But we have on the field football for you tonight, the Packers and the Bears, as we mentioned. And Dave Kochen's going to be joining us coming up in a little bit. We'll get his thoughts about the first weekend of the National Football League, and we'll also get his thoughts as well on the second weekend of college football coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, reports are the Raiders are planning to suspend Antonio Brown. He apparently had an altercation with general manager Mike Mayock. Mayock had a brief news conference at the Raiders facility today and said Antonio Brown is not in the building. He's not going to be practicing. I don't have any more information. When we do, I'll get it to you. That's it for today.
Pretty blunt. That's all there is to it, folks.
Is this going to backfire on the Raiders, the acquisition of Antonio Brown?
Well, so far, you got to think it has. I don't figure him playing on Monday night. They play the late game, and we'll have that game for you on Monday night, the Broncos and the Raiders in an AFC Western Division clash right out of the chute from the Coliseum in Oakland. And I don't anticipate Antonio Brown being out on the field for Mr. Carr to throw to.
I say good for Mike Mayock. Now, John Gruden may not, the head coach may not agree with any kind of suspension, but Antonio Brown,
can't do that.
He's out there on Instagram with photographing the letter he got from Mayock that he'd been fined some, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000 on top of already being fined $40,000. And apparently he and Mayock had a confrontation today. You can't have that on your team.
No.
If you allow Antonio Brown to do it, you allow Carr to do it,
Well, you just
got to draw a line.
You can't do it in the workplace.
No.
You can't do it. What if I said to the folks here at KZIA, KGYM, I'm not going to do this. And I
you're going to march to your own drummer.
If you make me, I'm going to do this to you.
You want a headset that fits.
I have a headset that fits. I need a new one because it's cutting out on me right now, and that's my own fault because I haven't had time to go out and buy some new headphones, and they are 20 years old. They were state-of-the-art.
Thing all started with, I don't have a helmet that fits, and, then he doesn't report to practice, and you just, you can't have that.
No, you can't.
It's not the same as Zeke Elliott situation, although I kind of disagreed with that whole attitude on the part of Elliott as well, but you know what's going to happen, Scott?
He'll play and he'll catch passes. No, I don't
think
he's going to play this
week. Raiders are going to say, we don't want this guy. Oh, Mr. Belichick, would you like him?
Nah.
No, you remember bad boy Randy Moss.
Yeah,
remember. Belichick swooped in and landed Moss. Maybe far-fetched, but that's in the back of my mind.
Could be. Your thoughts welcome on the Hertina Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hertina Stocker Jeweler is located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. We are presented, as always, here on the Gym Class by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by, and a great place to go after work, after the game. Friends, family, coworkers, tell them Scott, Mark, Kyle, everybody at KGYM sent you. A friendly reminder, the I'm On Knockout Pool, if you want to take the Packers or the Bears, you need to get that taken care of by 7 o'clock tonight, by kickoff. And all you need to do is go to KGYMradio.com, follow all the prompts, and get into the KGYM Knockout Pool. If you're the last one standing this time around, you'll win $500 in cold, hard cash. It's that simple. Well, it's not that simple. You have to go through each week and pick who's going to win, and
easier said
then you're
than done.
Fine.
Yeah.
But if you want to pick the Packers or the Bears, you need to be in by kickoff coming up tonight. You also must be 18 years or older to participate. So there you go.
319-366-1600, our Hertzine and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. 7854 in regards to Antonio Brown, addition by subtraction. Thank God he isn't a Steeler any longer.
Steeler fans, very, very happy. Yeah, they've got a good receiving core, even without Antonio Brown at this point. Well, and I sprung this on you, but we'll be at the tailgate tour tomorrow, and so we won't have a chance to talk NFL football. Who do you like? What's your Super Bowl pick? I'll give you time to think because I'll throw mine out there, and we'll see what we get. AFC Championship game. I see no other reason in the world not to believe the New England Patriots are going to be there again. And may God strike me down on this very special day. But I think it's going to be a rematch. I think my Chiefs will be there. NFC, I think it's going to be the New Orleans Saints. And I think it's going to be your Chicago Bears.
Mm, I like that. I like that.
And I really don't want to even speculate on who may be going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I like this. I like the Saints as well, but I'm going to have New Orleans opposing Philadelphia.
Okay.
In the NFC Championship game, I'm not going to include New England because everybody is. I'm going Oppo, pretty much.
Okay. Raiders.
I'm going to go Chiefs and Steelers.
Chiefs and Steelers. Nice. All right. Should we just stick with Final Four since both of our teams are involved in this?
My sentimental pick is Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints.
I think it might be their year again.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling.
A little hungry after last year?
Maybe. And especially what happened at the Superdome. We're making Cajun Troy's day here. We're making her day as we both like the New Orleans Saints to do good things here this year in 2019. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and Dave Koken will join us, and we'll talk with Dave about the NFL, and we'll talk some college football as well. All that coming up and a whole lot more. It is the Gym Class for a Thursday coming your way here on KGYM.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Get ready, Linmar. This is the gym's Scott Unash. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming to you live tomorrow at 3. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there too.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their Bright Side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to the Gym Class here on this Thursday. Scott and Mark with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Packers and the Bears kick things off tonight in the National Football League. To talk about that and to talk some college football as well, we welcome in Dave Koken from Las Vegas, smokingkoken.com, the website at Dave Koken on Twitter. And ready or not, NFL is here, Dave. I think everyone's ready, though.
Oh, yeah. We've been ready since the first game of the exhibition season. It's like, can we get this over with and play the real games? And now they're finally here.
Antonio Brown, though, making the headlines today. And my goodness, this is a travesty now.
You know, he's, for all the talent in the world, I don't want him on my team. He's a distraction. He's a nuisance. The Steelers are better off without him. And now the Raiders are stuck with him for the time being. And I imagine they'll be trying to unload him. He's just a pain in the neck.
Bears-Packers tonight, what a way to kick off season 100 of the NFL. Is this a game to stay away from, or is there an edge either way?
A slight edge on my numbers to Chicago, but it's not enough of an edge for me to play it. I usually like a three-point edge, and I'm not getting it here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be staying away from it. But, you know, the Bears, they look like a team without weaknesses. And we'll have to see what the physical status of Aaron Rodgers is, who didn't get on the field in preseason. And he doesn't need to get on the field for his ability, but sometimes for timing, particularly with a new offense or at least some new schemes on offense. I think he could have used a little bit of playing time. So I would call it a mild edge for the Bears, but not one I'm going to gamble on.
Yeah, interesting, too. You referenced the head coaching change in Green Bay, but also on the Chicago side, Vic Fangio's gone and a new defensive coordinator. So see how that plays out.
Although I would assume that they're going to run most of the same stuff that Fangio ran last year. Why would you change it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why would you? And will the Bears have a trustworthy kicker?
Well, you know, look, your guess is as good as mine. He's got the ability, no question about that, but will Pinheiro be able to get it done when it matters, when the lights are on? And if this comes down to a field goal game, I'm not sure I want the Bears.
True. Anything catch your eye? Just jump out some edge as far as week one of the National Football League for Sunday?
Nothing extraordinary. I'm still of the belief the Browns are being overrated a bit. I'm not sure about their defense. And I think Tennessee's a pretty good football team. So I like the points there. This number's gone up now to the point where I'm not going to play it, but the Eagles should. They really should dismantle the Redskins. Washington's awful. I've got them as my worst team in the NFC. Second or third worst in the NFL. The Dolphins are the worst team. But, you know, and even Miami, though, home dogs can be dangerous the first week of the season, and or they can be dangerous any time of the season, actually. And Miami could compete for three quarters in that game. So I'm not sold that Miami's an automatic go against every week. It's more of a learning week than anything.
I think it's fascinating to follow people like yourself, Dave, because you don't care how big a game it is. A lot of bettors out there. Yeah, a lot of bettors out there. Well, you know, premier game, I wanted some action on it. But a game you like this week is Akron to cover against UAB. And Akron got blown out last week.
Yeah, they did. They were terrible. And they were up against a much better team. And Akron's not very good this year. But I think UAB is way down from last year. They lost almost all their really key talent. And they really struggled with a weak FCS team last week. They barely won the game. So I think that's a lot of points going on the road for UAB that's based a little more on last year than this year. And I made the game five and a half. So that's some pretty good value on the Akron side, in my opinion.
Hmm. Crazy first weekend of the college football season.
Always is.
We don't learn.
Every week's crazy.
Well, Georgia State going to Knoxville and beating Tennessee was about the craziest.
Yeah, I mean, that was a disaster for Tennessee. But the one thing piece of advice that I can give is try and forget the last thing you saw when you're sizing up a bet. Now, in the case of Tennessee and BYU, you could argue it's the same for both teams because BYU is terrible against Tennessee, against Utah. But Tennessee is a top 25 team nationally on paper. They've got a good quarterback. They've got lots of team speed. They're not going to do well in the SEC because the conference is loaded, but they're still a quality football team. I'm not sure BYU is. They've got a quarterback who's got a ton of talent, but he has to do everything by himself. The running game isn't good. They've got a tight end who's outstanding and will play in the NFL, but not much else, not much speed at the wideouts. I think BYU is in trouble here and would expect Tennessee to win this game. And if they don't, then you can start adjusting and saying, well, we overrated Tennessee and they're not very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that theory, you know, don't always remember the last thing you see, probably goes for Iowa State in their escape last week in triple overtime against UNI.
Yeah, they didn't play very well. And they were, I thought the Northern Iowa coach, I was literally yelling at the TV in the second overtime. How do you not go for two? How do you not go for two? You got a chance to win the game. Go for it. I thought the Northern Iowa coach, he should have been taken out in back of the Woodhouse and spanked after that game. That was a terrible decision on his part. And I knew they were going to lose the game at that point, and they did. So Iowa State got lucky. But they're still a quality football team, and they'll be better going forward.
Dave, I wonder, in your world, is there such a thing as trap games or teams looking ahead? And I ask you, in reference to Rutgers and Iowa, there's a Big Ten game, and Iowa has Iowa State on the horizon.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, Iowa's got to make sure they focus and go out and take care of business or they can get themselves into a tougher game than it ought to be. I mean, this should be a fairly easy win for Iowa. Rutgers is, they're not very good. They did get into the win column last week and played well in the second half against UMass. But, I mean, it's still a game Iowa should control. But that number is kind of big. I would not run to the window to bet Iowa in this game.
Yeah, 21 or thereabouts anyway is the line as far as the Hawkeyes and Rutgers are concerned. Dave Koken joining us here at 3:23, coming up on 3:24 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Any team that kind of surprised you, good or bad, in the first weekend of the college season?
UCLA was just horrific. I'm not sure I've seen a quarterback play that badly in a long time. I mean, he literally fumbled the ball twice without getting hit. He just dropped it and was just totally inaccurate. Cincinnati should have won that game by a lot more. I was on the wrong side. I had UCLA plus the points, and it was a miracle that if not for an overturned scoop and score, I'd have covered that game, which I had no business doing because UCLA was awful in that game. So they need to show more this week against San Diego State, and they'll run into a good San Diego State defense, but the Aztecs have no offense. So, you know, it's a game UCLA really needs to win. If they don't, then we might be looking at another long season for them.
Two Big Ten games that really intrigue me, Ohio State and Cincinnati, with Fickell coming back to Columbus. Cincinnati, like you said, is a good football team. And then Army going to Michigan this week also intrigues me.
Well, yeah, look, Army's going to have a couple of long drives this game, and they'll shorten it and, you know, hopefully keep Michigan off the field. And we saw that Army can compete with anybody last year. You know, they almost beat Oklahoma. Now, granted, they're going up against what I think is a much better defense here, so they won't have the same success just putting together a load of time-consuming drives. And they'll have to play better than they did last week. They were not good in the Rice game. But I think Army's got a chance to hang around in this game. As for the other one, Cincinnati, on paper, can compete with Ohio State and give them a ball game. I don't think they can beat them, but I think they can give them a ball game. But they've got to be more efficient offensively than they were last week because, as I just mentioned, they left the UCLA team in the game that had no business being in the game. And if they're not able to cash in on opportunities this week as they had last week, then they're going to get destroyed. I think Cincinnati will play better. I think they were maybe looking ahead this matchup a little bit, and I expect them to give Ohio State a good contest.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong, Dave. I really like LSU giving the points to Texas. Longhorns are depleted at the running back position.
Well, I like LSU as well.
Okay.
The one scary part here is Tom Herman has an unbelievable spread record as an underdog. Just phenomenal. So, and then look, Texas is better than they were last year, but I don't know if they're that much better. The win against Louisiana Tech was a misleading score. La Tech had a bunch of scoring chances in the first half and literally blew them all. They got two missed field goals. They got stopped on downs. They had a turnover. That could have been a ball game. LSU was a monster. I don't know if we talked about them last week or not, but they are really good. And I think they're right there with Alabama and Clemson, to be honest with you. So we'll find out here, because if LSU plays to their capabilities, I don't think Texas can stay with them for 60 minutes.
Yeah, and Alabama and Clemson certainly looked the part coming up, going into week number two after what they did last week. A lot of information at the website, I know, Dave, that people can take advantage of, and certainly that's at smokeandcoken.com, right?
Yeah, probably more on Twitter, because I don't get to do the blog every day. I'm just too busy. But I've always got stuff posted on Twitter, including some sharp action at some of the local casinos that people like to know about.
And we have those now. Ready to go. Hey, Dave, have a good night. Enjoy the Packers and the Bears, and we'll talk with you coming up next week.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Dave Kochan, smokingkochan.com, the website, at Dave Kochan on Twitter. And check him out. Got some good stuff right there. Doesn't matter how big the game is. Because they're not, there are probably 100 or so games that are better than UAB and Akron up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The Fighting Zips are Dave's pick, though.
And Dave's motto is, it might be expensive, but I'm pretty good at this.
But I'm pretty good at this. All right. 3:28 here on the program. Afternoon baseball before we get to a break, Mark. My White Sox, Ronaldo Lopez, helping out the Twins today.
Indeed. One hitter, 7-1 over the Cleveland Indians. Other games in progress are, let's get to the finals first. I'm sorry. Cincinnati defeating Philadelphia 4-3. It's a final now. St. Louis has shut out the Giants 10-0. Detroit beat Kansas City 6-4. Angels just underway. Well, actually in the third inning against Oakland, leading 4-1. Everything else, as they say, under the lights.
Under the lights coming up tonight. 3:29 here on the program. We'll take a break, come back. We'll dive into the first night of bowling night in America. We got the pick six coming your way as well in just a little bit, so stay with us. More to come on the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Start your next project today and save with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Give your home an update with an Energy Star rated water heater from Menards. Choose from a high efficiency natural gas or LP tankless water heater. Right now they're just $933.61 each after sale price and 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, September 7th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers. Because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of, for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K. Or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get more of the supplies you need and at the right prices every day. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Get 10% off select plywood when you buy 48 sheets or more. And whatever size the job, you can be sure to find the quantities you need in stock. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Can you feel it? Football season is upon us. Whether you're road tripping to the game or throwing around the pigskin with your pals, you want to make the most of it. So make the most of it with Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oil. It's the first motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. It's kind of like an offensive lineman for your engine. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. .332 back with you on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will follow from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. KGYM Road Trip coming your way from Mulligan's on the northeast side on Old Marion Road. Football tonight, high school football and pro football coming your way. It'll be Wash and Hempstead on 1600 AM at 7 o'clock. Packers and the Bears on our FM signals, 107.5, 106.3 FM, also at 7 o'clock. And before we get to bowling, math, and controversies, I want to let you know that each Friday, KGYM recognizes a local athlete of the week. And it's brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers, Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa, back on board this year. And we spotlight someone each and every week. You can read about them at KGYMradio.com. And don't forget about the I'm On Knockout Pool. Need to get to KGYMradio.com. One more reminder about that. $500 prize if you're the last person standing. And if you want to take the Packers or the Bears, you need to act quickly by kickoff time coming up tonight, which is scheduled for 7:25. Don't bet your life on that one, because you got to have a concert tonight, Mark. You got to have the, you know, it's a big game. You got to have the concert beforehand.
Of course.
And all that fringe stuff going on this evening. It's always a great night.
Well, it will be once the game gets underway.
More like 7:30. 7:35.
I'm not sure who's scheduled to give a concert.
I have no idea, but there's always a concert on the opening night of the National Football League or bowls or whatever, what have you. It was opening night last night. We had no concert at May City Bowl, which is probably a good thing. They are the presenting sponsor of our updates and wrap-ups and previews of Bowling Night in America. And the very first one of 30. With the brand new scoring system, we had everything going on last night. I'm very thankful I arrived a half hour early.
I wouldn't say the first week's shrouded in controversy, but there are questions.
There's a controversy.
Well, this new point system, I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but it used to be a four-point system. One team gets a point for each game, and then the series. You get up to 4 points.
Cut and dry.
Now it's a 30-point system. You got 5 points for a team each game. And then you have match play, pretty much.
This is the Ryder Cup. Play. This is the Ryder Cup system.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
You and I each opposed another member of the opposite team, 1 point a game. Well, the first game, it appeared, based on handicap, that we had won the game. Actually, Bob Kolar, keeping score, our opponent, gave the game to Rod Bruner.
Who wasn't even there.
He was absent, but he's still, based on the numbers,
fishing,
apparently won the game. But then you go to leaguesecretary.com, our source for all things bowling, and it gave the game to Jim Kipp instead of Rod Bruner of the other team. Now, I messaged the league secretary, Mike Hoskins.
The grand poobah
himself. Your opponent last night.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that.
And I asked him about this. Mike, in his favorite retirement voice, said, "You'll have to check with May City."
And we will.
And we will. But don't feel too sorry for us. We thought we got 18 out of 30 points. League secretary said 17. But nevertheless, a pretty good start for the home team.
Yeah, considering it was 2-5. Since Corey and I decided to wait another week to start the season.
Troy Beeler.
Thank you,
Rusty
Troy.
Rusty Nails. Last game, rolled first 10 strikes. And then kind of yanked it a little bit on the Brooklyn side.
Got a little excited.
Left the 5-pin, but a 289 for Troy. He tied for high game in the league with Ryan Bundy, also a 289. Chase Donner, 772. He's a couple pairs away from us and obviously bowled very well. Ryan Bundy finished with 766 and Troy with a 744. So great nights for those guys.
You had a good night.
Yeah, 634 out of the chute. Not bad. Problem is I go in with a 211 average next week.
Troy goes in 248. Corey and I were playing it the other way. We're going to go low as we play the Donners next week.
It takes some getting used to this point system, but we don't have a choice.
No.
It's here. This is what we're going to do.
It's the Ryder Cup. This is the Ryder Cup. Team on the left sets their lineup. Team in the right-hand lanes has, you know, X number of minutes to line it all up. And we now have an intel committee on our team that you and I are not involved in. Last night it was Corey and Troy, and they put together the lineup.
Yeah, it was interesting because I usually bowl anchor, and it ended up they put me in the leadoff position.
Look what you
based
did.
Based on the opposition.
27 years, you were in the wrong spot.
I'm often in the wrong spot, Scott.
Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun seeing everybody last night. Good to have bowling back.
It was indeed. And your lovely wife brought out brownies.
She did.
Because today is Scott Unash's birthday.
Thank you.
And she was nice enough to bring us out some brownies and acknowledge Scott's birthday.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? You're going to call a game tonight.
They were asking her, well, why are you bringing him tonight? And she said, well, I ain't going to see him the next 2 days. Which is true.
Happy birthday, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, if you want to spend your birthday bowling, they have open lanes. Open bowling. They have glow bowling as well at May City Bowl over in Trent Street Southwest.
To inquire, call 362-0136 or pay a visit to the website, maycitybowlcr.com. And I highly recommend checking out the pro shop. Andy Dirk's doing a great job in there.
Mike beat me because he's got a brand new bowling ball.
He beat you because you bowled lousy, yeah, too.
He also beat me because I bowled horribly last night. You'll have that. As Rick Swan loves to say on the golf course, you'll have that. And it transferred to the bowling alley last night. All right. I hope it doesn't transfer over to the pick six because that is coming up next. And we will do that. Dave's with us here in studio. I've got Kyle's picks. We'll check in with Todd and Alex as well coming up as we will have the Eagles Hideaway pick six for you right after this here on KGYM.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their bright side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com. All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Now is the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day Savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kevin Harlan here from Westwood One, inviting you to join us for the kickoff of the NFL's 100th season with a matchup between two of the oldest and most storied franchises. It's the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and I will have all the action from Chicago's Soldier Field. Don't miss a single second. And hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
The NFL season kicks off with the Bears hosting the Packers Thursday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Mike Golic here. As men, we all play a lot of positions in life, on and off the field. Well, Dove Men Plus Care celebrates a new definition of strength, one with care at its center. Real strength is shown through the care you give to the people that matter. That means your family, friends, and community, but it also includes you. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care gives you the care you need on and off the field for the pregame, the ballgame, to the postgame. Dove Men Plus Care Sport Care, designed for every position you play.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Week 2 brings us the first Thursday night regular season high school football game of the year right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me Thursday at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, as Washington hosts Dubuque Hempstead from Kingston Stadium. Both the Warriors and Mustangs will be looking for their first wins of the year as Wash fell at Top 10 Prairie last week when the Mustangs were knocked off late by Davenport North. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank. Dubuque Hempstead at Washington, Thursday night at 7 on 1600 AM KGYM. Back at 3:44 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. As we get ready for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, right next to the Home Depot. And Mark, before we send it out to Todd and Alex on the KGYM road trip, remind us all of what happened last week, if you will.
Yeah, well, Kyle was the winner based on a tiebreaker, three-way tiebreaker between himself, you, and Todd. All of you went 4-2, and so he was closest on the tiebreaker. The rest of us went 2-4.
Okay.
Result was Gym Class up by 2 games.
Up by 2 games. All right. We take it out to the KGYM road trip, which is coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And Todd and Alex, Todd, Alex, and Kyle are all out there. I've got Kyle's picks though, but we turn it over to the czar of the Pick 6, Mr. Brommelkamp. Good afternoon.
We are ready to roll here. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com coming your way from 4 until 7. An opportunity for somebody to stop in tonight and take home passes to Adventureland. Still open on the weekends for what it's worth, so summer's not officially over yet. We're going to start with a game in which there's upset potential here, at least if you listen to the Texas A&M players. Texas A&M getting 17.5 points against Clemson.
All right, and Kyle is up first. And Kyle told me, he didn't give me any specifics or anything like that. He said Texas A&M, so he's going to go with the Aggies on the road.
All right, I'm going to take Clemson in this one. I think they're motivated, maybe got a little bulletin board material courtesy of the Aggies. So it's a big number. Clemson's a darn good football team. I think they can cover.
I'm going to go with Clemson as well.
Clemson as well. Dave, welcome back.
Thank
you. Little disappointed with the 2-4 start, man.
Oh, with some bad beats.
There was.
Wow.
Three about the Auburn game, yeah. Auburn, Oregon.
How about Northwestern?
Iowa.
Yeah.
All right. What do you like here?
Well, last year this game went to Clemson 28-26. And last week both teams won easily but had sloppy moments. Clemson had 3 turnovers and may have been looking ahead to this game. A&M covered last year at Alabama. And they're getting 17.5 here. This could be an early game where Clemson misses so many of their losses on that front defensive front seven. So I'm going to take the Aggies here.
Ah, taking the Aggies here. 2-2 so far. I'm going to swing it 3-2-2. Gig'em Aggies. I think they might not win, but I think they're going to keep it close and closer than 17.5 mark. I will take A&M and the points.
Yeah, you guys make a lot of sense. I do not like the hook at 17.5, but I'm going to ride Clemson until proven different.
All right, game number two.
Game number two certainly looks like a Big 12 game, except it isn't. West Virginia at Missouri, and the Tigers, a 13.5-point favorite in this one. I think I bat leadoff on this game. West Virginia is not a very good football team this year in their first year without Dana Holgorsen at the helm. Well, James Madison, the team they played last week, is very good. I'm going to take Mizzou, though, to cover them big time here as a 13.5-point favorite. Mizzou will be one of the teams on my weekend teaser card.
Yeah, I think Mizzou bounces back after that embarrassing loss in Laramie last weekend, and they're at home at Faurot Field. I like the Tigers.
Dave, what do you think?
Well, last week both teams struggled. West Virginia beat James Madison 20-13, but were dominated up front in most of the game. They averaged a little over a yard per carry on the ground and less than 300 yards of offense. The Tigers, on the other hand, jumped out to a two-touchdown lead, but lost 37-31 to Wyoming. This will be a good bounce-back game for the Tigers. I'll lay the points with Mizzou also.
All right. Yeah, and Brian's going to bounce back. M-I-Z-Z-O-U. Go Mizzou. Mark.
There's just no reason to pick West Virginia, is there?
Unless you're...
He's picking West Virginia. I can tell it.
Yep. Call me crazy. I'll take West Virginia.
Well, Kyle's right there in Crazy Town. So, going to be West Virginia. For Kyle. Game three.
Game three is an intriguing one. I heard you guys chatting with Smoke and Dave Koken about this contest on the drive to Mulligan's. LSU at Texas, and the Longhorns are getting 5 points. Alex.
I'm all bought in. Hook 'em Horns. This is my team in the Big 12 that I think's going to win it. Give me the Longhorns.
Oh, Dave, what do you like?
Well, Tom Herman is 13-2-1 against the spread as an underdog. Ed Orgeron is 2-6 against the spread versus non-SEC opponents the past 8 games. I think LSU wins the game, but Texas gets the cover.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Dave, can I just say ditto? Because I think LSU is going to win this game, but I think it's going to be a squeaker. Biggest game in Austin in a long, long time. So I will take Texas and the 5 points. Thank you very much. Mark.
Dave has always made a hell of a sandwich, but you can take your spread sandwich and go home. Okay. Of all the games I love, Todd, don't take it to the bank, but I love LSU in this spot.
Loves LSU. Kyle is going to take Texas. So, Todd, do you put Mark and Ed Orgeron on an island?
Oh, I got my energy drink in front of me here. I got to go with LSU. I'm going to take LSU.
That was my Ed Orgeron impersonation.
We got it.
Taking LSU. Okay.
We got her, dude.
There was stunned silence on the other end of the connection, so I thought perhaps we had either lost contact with you or I finally had jumped the shark.
No, it was, you know what? It was actually really good. Really good. Game four.
Game four is, I know Alex is just chomping at the bit to pick this one, Nebraska at Colorado, the Buffaloes and Ralphie getting 4 points at home. Dave.
Dave gets to go first.
Well, Colorado beat Nebraska last year in Lincoln, and the Cornhuskers underperformed last week, gaining only 276 yards and just 66 yards in the second half. They were essentially bailed out by their defense, which caused 5 turnovers and scored 2 defensive touchdowns. Scott Frost said their offense was anemic. I think Nebraska rebounds here from an overreaction to week one.
Ah, very good. And in a never mind, I had a Nebraska joke, but I'm going to pass. In a related note, many people named their children anemic this week in Nebraska after what Scott Frost said. Biggest game, even though there's going to be 25,000 people wearing red that Folsom Field has seen in a while, Nebraska may win, but I like Ralphie to cover. Give me those 4 points at home. Mark.
Of all the places I was fortunate to cover a game, this Boulder area and stadium was so much fun. Don't remember much of it, but...
which reason is that?
If Colorado's getting four at home, I like it.
You're hanging out with Ed Podolak and Willie Nelson? What's going on there?
Kyle likes Nebraska to bounce back, though. So, Todd, that leaves it with you and Alex.
This is another game that I'm going to put on my 6.5-point teaser card this weekend. I'll take Colorado +4. I think Nebraska can win the game, but Colorado certainly will make it close.
I didn't like the way the Colorado looked in their first week. I think their defense is going to struggle as they adjust to Mel Tucker's system. I like Nebraska.
All right, game number 5.
SEC Big Ten. It's all the excitement of a Music City Bowl, except in early September. Vanderbilt at Purdue. The Boilermakers looking to bounce back after the disappointing trip to Reno last Friday. Purdue is laying 7.5 in this one.
I'm up. Too much excitement going into the season for Purdue to roll over twice. I think Purdue is going to win big, big, big in this one. I will take the Boilers.
You said it right, Todd. Bounce back. Give me Purdue.
Kyle likes Purdue as well. Todd.
Yeah, the hook doesn't bother me here. I think Purdue's going to cover this one up by double digits, and Jeff Brohm and the Boilermakers will get back on track. Give me Purdue easily.
I think it's a familiar face is going to bite Purdue. Keyshawn Vaughn, the former Illinois running back, is actually one of the best running backs in the SEC with Vanderbilt. He runs wild. Vandy wins.
Whoa. Dave, what do you think?
Well, Jeff Brohm and Purdue were 0-4 last year at home as favorites. Vanderbilt lost to Georgia last week 30-6. Purdue lost the game in Nevada last week 34-31 after having led 31-14 late in the third quarter. I think the Purdue Boilermakers will rebound here.
All right. Leads us to game number 6, Todd.
The Big Ten opener for both Ottumwa native Chris Ash and Kirk Ferentz. Rutgers comes to town for the first time ever, and they come as a 20.5-point underdog. Our tiebreaker this week will be Rutgers' total yards against the Hawkeyes.
All I can think of here is too many points. I see it a 17 or 18-point game. In that case, Rutgers covers, and I'll say 276.
Kyle has Rutgers covering, Iowa winning, and he's going to go with 245 total yards.
Trap game here for Iowa with Iowa State on the horizon. The Hawkeyes will take care of Rutgers, but I've got them winning this one by about 17, 18 points. So 20.5 is a little much. I'll take Rutgers, and go ahead and give me 292 yards.
I also think too many points. Give me Rutgers and 325.
Dave, what do you think?
Well, Iowa is 16-4-1 as favorites the last 21 games. Rutgers and Chris Ash are 15-8 against the spread the last 23 games. Iowa has a big game at Ames next week and may not show a lot. I think Iowa will win the game. Try to stay healthy, but I don't think they'll cover the number. And my tiebreaker will be 326.
Oh! Sorry, Alex. Well, this isn't going to be fun. I was all ready to go with the same thinking, so... I believe it's it will be a trend coming up later on. 52-3. I will take Iowa now, just for the fun and enjoyment of the pick six for everyone. and 333 yards for the Scarlet Knights. All right, Todd, there you go.
All right, six callers to 319-366-1600, and whoever hitches their wagon to the most successful prognosticator is going to take home this week's gift certificate.
All right, guys, we'll let you get ready to go, and we will talk to you coming up tomorrow back in the studio.
All right.
All right, 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call, and Jeff Downing will take your information, hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and we'll try to do good for everyone out there, do well for everyone.
You like 11 o'clock games or 6:30 games, Dave?
11.
Yeah.
11? I do too, kind of. I've learned to love them. We're not going to get a 1 o'clock game back.
Actually, one would be.
1 o'clock. The three guys in here that add up to about 160 are saying, yeah, 1 o'clock. Give me that 1 o'clock game.
One was nice.
It was. 319-366-1600. Tomorrow, we are going to be out at Linmar, Mark, getting ready for Linmar and Kennedy. And looking forward to that. Always a good time. We're going to be on the north end of the building this year. So that will be a little bit different. But high school football coming up tonight. It'll be Washington and Dubuque Hempstead. Both teams looking for their first win coming off of defeats last week. And we'll be on the air on 1600 AM about 7 o'clock tonight. Packers and the Bears on 107.5 and 106.3 FM on 7 o'clock coming up as well. I'm not going to ask your prediction because you're going to want the Bears to win. You're going to want the Bears to win. And that's fine.
And you're correct.
Yeah. There you go. And I already said the Bears are going to the NFC Championship, so I kind of tipped my hat. Who do you like, Dave? This is a free one from Dave. Throwing him on the spot.
Chicago
here.
By three.
It's going to be maybe the last team to have the ball.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I like that. Give a little bit of insight, but don't go too far that you're going to get in trouble.
I'm staying away from this game.
Nice. I like that.
Oh, very much so. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. We'll talk to you tonight at Kingston Stadium. Stay tuned. KGYM Road Trip coming your way next here.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Raiders wideout Antonio Brown will be suspended by the team.
Raiders general manager.
By the team.
Raiders.